our dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I am having computer problems. If you're watching me right now, I just dropped off. I don't know what happened, but I think I'm back. It's almost like I got sucked out of here and I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right. So welcome to Dreaming Healing. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. But hey, my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. We do have some storms out here in the desert, and they may be electrical, and that may be what kicked me off. We have some clouds coming over the mountains. So if I get kicked off again, don't worry, I will be back. You can't get rid of me that easily. So I just wanted to welcome all of you to my show. And if you're only listening right now, but you would like to watch, because this is a video podcast, you can go to my website, Google Kat, K-A-T, the Queen of Dreams. And it will take you to my website, which is KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. But hey, I don't want to spell all that out. So just Google Kat, the Queen of Dreams. And you will see a button at the very top, a little black button that will say video podcast, TV show. Click that. It will take you right to my website on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And you'll see a little picture of like a TV with little antennas in. Click that and boom, you get to watch my guest and me tonight or any other night that you listen into the show. So I want to thank you all again for selling out my book, Surviving Cancer Land, and for the big bump that I got on dreams that can save your life, early warning signs of cancer and other dreams. And other diseases, actually, which is a dream book about dreams that diagnosed illnesses and then were validated by pathology reports. I was teaching that class at University Albuquerque, New Mexico, and many of you watched the show on Zoom and bought my book. And so thank you very much. And be sure to download your free dream journal with the 7 types of dreams, how to identify them, and your dream journal connected to it that you can print out and just put into a notebook, write down your dreams, and figure out your dream language. What are your dreams telling you? So tonight's show is Teresa Velarde and A Daily Gift of Hope. So rooted in the ancient times, hope has always been a beacon of light in our darkest hour. So it must work. Can it also work to help us live our dreams? Well, Teresa Velarde is here to answer that question and many more from her latest book in the Daily Gift Book Series, A Daily Gift of Hope, which is a collection of heartwarming stories from hopeful hearts around the whole world. But first, our protection and clearing meditation. For those of you who are just tuning in now for the very first time, we do this meditation. I do it every night before I go to sleep, but I do it every time I do a show. And it is a protection and a clearing meditation. So just follow my words, follow my directions, and it's going to make you feel so warm and fuzzy and good. So I want you to sit deep in your seat. Just feel yourself relaxing. We have such hectic days. This is the moment to just sit deep, relax, and listen to my voice. We're going to take 3 deep breaths in, and then we're going to blow them across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. And we're going to watch them be converted into beautiful golden light that's going to go all the way through the universe, up to the pearly gates, come around, make a U-turn, and come right back into our bodies at the speed of thought, which is the fastest speed there is. So take a deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any negativity from this past week getting caught up in that breath of life. Blow it out. Across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Watch it convert into beautiful golden light that goes up past the stars, past the planets, up to the pearly gates, making them glitter, making them shine. Watch it make a U-turn and come back down the same way it went up, all the way down into the 7th crown chakra on the very top of your head. Boom, it's in there, filling your whole body with healing golden light. Feel it warming your body. Again, deep breath in. Hold it. Think of something that you might have said to someone this week that was negative. Blow it out. Right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. It's not a part of you anymore. Watch it go up through the stars, through the planets, up to the pearly gates, make a U-turn, and come right back down into your 7th chakra, filling your body with golden warm light. One more time, deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine something from your childhood that you've been carrying around, something that didn't make you feel good. Blow it out into the purple flame of Saint Germain. It's gone. Watch it go up past the stars, past the planets, up to the pearly gates, making that U-turn and coming right back down, filling your whole body with golden healing light. Now imagine holding a power gift in your hand. Your power gift can be anything that brings you joy, anything that brings you hope. It can be your favorite stone, your favorite flower. It can be your favorite pet, shrunk down in your mind and fitting in the palm of your hand. It can be anything that gives you power. Imagine holding it in your hand and swinging it all around your body, creating a beautiful mirrored bubble of protection. It's all the way around you, all around your body. Only that which is of the highest and best, brought by your spirit guides, guardian angels, can enter this protective mirrored bubble. Anything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. While you're slowly opening your eyes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest tonight. Teresa Velarde is an acclaimed best-selling author, publisher of We Be Books Publishing, coach, potter, and host of Conversations That Make a Difference. It's a podcast on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, just like this one. Teresa found her passion through life's challenges while trusting God's plan. Her abilities as a writer, editor, and publisher are vital ingredients she brings to those who share their message with the world on her podcast or through her publishing platform. Teresa says, "We all have a story to tell and a heartfelt message to share. What's your message?" So welcome to the show, Teresa Velarde.
Thanks, Kat. Good to be here with you.
So Teresa, I want to start right out by asking you to tell our audience how they can find you, how they can find all of your books, and how they can find your publishing platform.
Thank you. So the publishing company, the main publishing company is AuthenticEndeavorsPublishing.com, or you can go to WeBeBooks.com and find the publishing platform. On the Authentic Endeavors on the Authentic Endeavors website, I was going to call it a podcast. You can find all of the books that have been published under the various imprints in that company, and on the other website, Weavey Books, you can find the books that Kat and I have published underneath that imprint. I'm on Facebook, Teresa Velarde, Teresa without an H, and you can find me there. Find me on my, or teresavelarde.com.
Yeah, so Teresa's got podcast on the mind because she actually did her podcast right before this show.
Yeah.
So we've got podcast on the mind. So if we start saying podcast all the time, you'll understand.
Yeah.
So Teresa also publishes children's books. For any of you out there who have a children's book in your mind, go and check it out on Teresa's website and mm-hmm. see if maybe she might be a great fit for publishing your children's book. Mm-hmm. So Teresa, A Daily Gift of Hope is the second book in the Daily Gift book series. The first one was A Daily Gift of Gratitude.
Yeah.
And that opened the door to this book. And I'm going to actually hold this book up right now for everybody to see. And after all, a grateful heart is indeed a hopeful heart. So tell us, what prompted you to start this whole series?
You know, I got a little tap on my shoulder from God a long time ago about this series. And I was making my way through learning about publishing and, you know, helping other people do that. And then my publishing company was born. And as I laid the groundwork for that, I got another tap on my shoulder saying like a hello, pay attention to me, you know? And it was really, God said, the first one is gratitude. Because I do believe that if the only prayer we ever say is thank you, it will be enough. And the Bible shows us how that is true. All you got to do is read the story of the loaves and fishes and see how abundantly blessed we are. So, so I started with that. And then the next one was hope. The one coming after this is kindness, a daily gift of kindness. And then we have a list. I have a list. So, and people can find out about it on dailygiftbookseries.com.
So what prompted you to write the second book about hope? What jumped into your mind that you said, you know what, we need to make the second book about hope?
The status of the world today needs these three, I believe needs these three things: gratitude, hope, and kindness. And so gratitude was first, because you have to change your mindset to be grateful for things that you have, things that occur, regardless of whether or not they feel like they're good. You know, we go through a lot of things. Life is full of challenges. And, you know, as a potter, I can tell you, we go into the fire a couple of times in our lifetime. First one is a purification, you know, purification fire. And I got rid of a lot of junk Before I made my move to from New York to Pennsylvania, and left a lot of things behind that I no longer needed. So, and although it was painful, and I've been through a lot of pain in my life, I always come out the other side with a sense of knowing that that was necessary in order for me to get where it is that God has me going.
Life is scary. There's no doubt about it because we don't really know what the future holds for us. We're on a path, but I believe it's part of the forgetting. When we come into the earth plane, we have to forget what it was like on the other side before we were born here, or we'd all be jumping off of bridges to get back. So we have to forget. And we came onto earth with a purpose. Even if our parents told us, we just accidentally happened in the back seat of that old Ford. We happened accidentally on purpose. We have a life purpose here. And one of the journeys that we have here on the earth plane is to figure out that purpose and fulfill it. And that's where having gratitude and having hope can help us figure out our purpose so that we are on the right path. So what does hope really mean to you, Teresa? What does hope mean? We hear that word thrown around so much. I hope I do this. I hope he does that. I hope, but what does hope mean to you?
So for me, hope and faith are tied together. They go hand in hand, and regardless of whatever is going on in my life, on the lives of other people around, in the lives of other people around me, I believe that there is a plan for everything that happens. If I go to the scriptures and I talk and I go to Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord's plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So that right there gives me hope that there's something bigger and better than me, God, holding my hand through whatever, or walking with me through whatever it is that I might face. So that's where my hope comes from. My hope comes from my relationship with God and the fact that I know that He'll never leave or forsake me, and that regardless of what looks or feels bad in my life, I have that hope that I will get through it. Tony Robbins says things don't happen to you, they happen for you. And so we have to walk through whatever it is that is before us. And when we get to the other side, we're like, "Oh, I recognize why I had to get through that, because I needed to learn this piece, or I needed to experience this thing," or whatever the case may be. But I believe it's all part of a divine plan.
I couldn't agree more. And just like the meditation that we did, we're all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job on the earth plane. We're their job. And they take that job very seriously. So when we're in our darkest hour, there is that hope that goes beyond just the word hope. It's that we will be guided through the dark in back into the light. And it's all part of life. I mean, even Winston Churchill said, when you're walking through hell, keep going until you get to the other side. Don't stop. Just go, get through it. And we all have gone through a bit of hell on earth, and yet, if you're listening to this podcast, you're still alive. You're still here with us. And it just goes to show, that higher power is there as that beacon of light at the end of that dark tunnel. So there's always hope. So Teresa, I'd really like for you to read. First of all, tell us about your story, Angels in Armor. How did you come up with that title? What a title. You don't think of angels, soft, fuzzy feathers and everything. Not armor.
So there's a the way I got this is that I've always believed that angels protect us. Like you said, they have a job. And there was a time in my life when I had no business being on the road. I was really upset, and I just was driving unconsciously, I will call it, because I paid no attention to what was going on around me. And I was going to work, and I came to work all this the same way every day. And as I got to this top of the hill where there was a traffic light, and there was a 7-Eleven on the corner where I used to stop for coffee, but this day I didn't stop anywhere. I was just driving blindly to where I needed to go. And I went through a red light, and I saw everything stop, slow down, slow motion. The cars were like separated for me to go through. And there was only one way that that could have happened. And that would be that an angel held those cars back, because I should not be here telling you the story. I pulled over to the side of the road. And as much as I was crying while I was driving, I was crying harder about the blessing that I had just received, that I didn't perish in that moment. So I believe angels have always been around me. The armor comes from scripture. It comes from Ephesians 6, where it says, put on the full armor of God. And so we can war against all the things that are on this plane, you know, the enemy or whatever you want to call it. So I'm always reminded that I have tools. Those tools are my armor in order to be able to get through anything that I'm going through. So in this story, that particular morning, I asked God to send the angels and help me to wear my armor. And it came to me a few times. And if you read the whole story, you'll see that my morning practice of writing in my journal brought me to those scriptures I just talked about. And then I used to get a text every day from a friend of mine who was a pastor, and the text, the scripture of the day was that same passage. And then when I got in my car to where I was going, I thought I was turning on the radio. Normally I wouldn't do that, but I thought I was turning on the radio, and I pushed the button, and it was a CD in there. It was Joyce Meyer teaching on that same scripture. So you tell me that you don't get messages, right? You get them threefold, you know? So
yeah. So we have to take a quick break, but don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to have Teresa read a little bit about her amazing story, Angels in Armor. I've got the book right here beside me, and we're going to talk about that, because I know that these are difficult times. That's one of the reasons why Teresa put this book together. There's nothing quite like being in a difficult position in life and thinking you're all alone. Nobody else is going through it. This book shows you, not only are you not alone, you have lots of people with you that have also gone through this, and they're going to show you how they did it. So this book is actually a lifesaver. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. Available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Canavis, and we're talking to Teresa Velarde today about the book that she just published, The Daily Gift of Hope. And just before we went to break, I asked her about the story she put in there, Angels in Armor. So, Teresa, would you be kind enough to read maybe the first paragraph of your story to us so we can get an idea of what your writing sounds like in here?
Sure. I don't think I can do this anymore, God. The longer this goes on, the harder it gets to continue. But I know good will come from this. So please send an army of angels with me as I go forward today. Thank you.
So that is just so beautiful. I mean, you know, the old saying, ask and you will receive. Mm-hmm. I believe that's really important, Teresa. And you did ask for you know, guidance and for hope, because I believe that if you don't ask, God always knows what we need. But if you don't ask it, he's not sure you know what you need. That's what I've always felt. So to a degree, I think it's important to voice what it is you would like to see happen. And then what really impressed me was that you thanked, you know, your higher power at the end of this. So I also have a story in this book. And so I'm going to read you the first paragraph of mine. And again, here's the cover of the book, so you can all see it. I love that magentic blue, that royal blue. It's just so gorgeous. And the title of my story is Hope, Light in Our Dark. So often we feel so alone. We are sure that no one else has experienced our crisis or feelings. So there's no hope for help. Reading how someone else experienced a similar life challenge and survived the devastation helps us keep walking through the storm one more day. In high school, my favorite song and chorus was the 1963 hit You'll Never Walk Alone by Gary and the Pacemakers. Many crooners, including Elvis Presley, have sung it. These lyrics still resonate with me because they exemplify hope in our darkness. And the words to the song are, walk on through the wind, Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. So for those of you listening to the show tonight, I know there are some real challenges on so many different levels going on right now. I know there's a lot of division within families. There's money problems, there's food problems, there's work problems, but don't give up hope. So Teresa, tell us about how, you know, your book, A Daily Gift of Hope, is a collection of nearly 100 personal stories contributed by 77 authors from around the globe. How in the world did you find these people, all of those people? How did you do that?
I called everyone I knew and told them what I was doing. And I know a lot of people, and not everybody stepped up, but I'm really blessed that, you know, people can tell their stories. You know, for a long time, I didn't want to tell anything about my life because I was living in this place of fear. What if somebody finds out? What if the person that I'm writing about, even though I'm not mentioning any names, what if the person finds out? And I was like, I was really afraid. And then I started little by little to let my story out, and I got addicted to writing and being part of these compilation books. You know why I did, Kat? Because of the fact that people would call me or write me and say, thank you for sharing what you did, because I'm going through something that the same thing that you're going through. And I didn't know how to get out until I read what you gave me, what you wrote. So, you know, your experience, like I say, something good comes out of everything. If you've gone through something, I feel in my heart that it is an obligation to share it with somebody else and give them a hand up as they go through a similar experience, because nothing you go through is you're not the only one who experiences it. There are many others who do as well, but you have the gift of getting through it. And I believe that we have an opportunity to give it back. So
yes,
I got them all by asking.
Yeah. And I believe we have an obligation to our fellow human beings to share our stories. And sharing, I mean, did you find it difficult to share your story the first time? The first time was the worst time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I was in my head. I wasn't it just in my heart. That I think is the power of writing, journaling, especially. That's how I survived a situation that I lived in for a very long time. I just wrote everything out on paper. And there's something really interesting and healing that happens between taking what's in your head, putting it through your hands onto the paper, writing it out with a pen, because it has to travel through your heart. And it goes onto the page afterwards. And it's been, in a way, it's been cleansed. After you write it, you've got this cleansed feeling of like, oh, I'm so glad I got that out of me. You know, there's power in the written word.
Oh, there is. And another reason, you know, for journaling, which I'm so glad you brought up, is you can see your progress. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're first starting your journal, by the time you finish that journal, let's say at a 3 month period, and you look back and you read what you first wrote when you started your journal, you're going to look at that and go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I was suffering that bad. Look at how badly I was suffering, and look at where I am now. Because another thing, you know, very similar to what Teresa just said, when you take something that's in your head, that's squeezing your heart, and you put it down on paper, you're taking this abstract thought and you're putting it onto a concrete sort of paper, and then your eyes are reading it. And your eyes are the windows to your soul. Mm-hmm. So you're going from your head onto the abstract, onto the concrete, into the soul. And now you've got all three parts of you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, working together to get you through whatever you're going through. And mm-hmm. you can always go back. And the same with your stories. I mean, when you put stories into these books, I've gone back into the other books that I've written. I've written another book with Teresa too, on daily gift of, what was it? Gratitude, wasn't
gratitude,
it? Wasn't it?
Gratitude? Yeah.
Yeah. And I went back and I read that the other night and I was like, wow, you know, I had forgotten that I had written that. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it's like looking back at a time that was really difficult and going, I did it. I made it and I'm still alive.
Yeah,
so
about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what happens with these books. And what I found, Teresa, when I was reading this Daily Gift of Hope, when I was reading some of the other stories, I suddenly realized that I had so much in common mm-hmm. with the other authors in the book, even though we had not met.
Yeah.
And that was very, very reassuring. So again, for those people who are just tuning in, we're talking with Teresa Velarde, founder of Authentic Endeavors Publishing and the publisher and author of Daily Gift of Hope. Teresa, tell us where we can find the book, because I have a feeling that our some of our listeners, many of our listeners are online now trying to figure out how to get the book.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, amazon.com. You can go there and get it. You can send me a message if you'd like to get a signed copy. You can message me at, you can go onto the website, Authentic Endeavors Publishing, and there's a way to submit stories, but you can just send a message through there also. Or you can email me at teresavelardi@gmail.com or dailygiftbookseries@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I will be happy to make sure that you get a copy that is signed. And instead of buying it on Amazon, you buy it through me.
Mm-hmm.
But great. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I also want to tell everybody, because I have been getting some emails, I don't have the sign-up sheet for the cruise, the Writers Conference cruise, the Dreamy Writers Conference cruise that we're going to be doing. We don't have a destination yet. We just know that we're going to be doing it. Teresa's going to be involved with that, with the publishing company, We Be Books Publishing. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're going to be doing on the cruise is a compilation book.
Yeah.
So when you join us on the cruise, wherever it goes, and you'll know more from my website, Cat Cannabis, you can email me catcannabis.com, or you can also go to my website, Cat the Queen of Dreams, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. And I am going to have a sign up sheet there. You're not obligated to go. What you're going to be doing is signing up so that I can send you the information as I get it. And then you can decide if you want to be on that cruise with Teresa and I, or you're going to wait till the next one or whatever. Okay. So that's going to be up probably within the next week. The last cruise that I was on was a great success. Great success. We did Dreams Unmasked, and I taught some classes on writing, which then carried over to the University of Albuquerque in New Mexico, where I did a 2-hour workshop, which is exactly what I'm going to be doing on the cruise.
Mm.
So what is your hope, Teresa, for the future?
As far as the publishing company is concerned, I am hopeful that I know that we have developed a platform that will help people become published authors, even if it's in a compilation book where you're dipping your toe into the waters of writing. I call it that because a lot of people say, well, I can't write a book, but I can write a story. okay, write the story. Let's put it in, let's find a home for it. And that's where the compilation book comes into play. And I'm so glad that you said that about the cruise, and we will be doing a compilation book. Also, I want to just make mention of something else. I am doing a writer's workshop, end of winter writer's workshop on the 18th of March. And then after that, we're going to be doing, Kat's going to be part of that. And we're going to talk about compilation books. It's going to be mid-April. We're going to be putting that together for you. So when Kat has the information about the cruise, she'll also have the information about this. And these are kind of like stepping stones to the cruise, so that you get your put your toe in the water of and the success of writing. And then we can help you along the way. So for the publishing company, I see a lot of people getting their stories out there, because, you know, I believe that we have an obligation, if we've been through something, to give somebody else a hand up by sharing what it is that we did in order to be able to get through whatever it is we went through. So I think that a lot of people are gaining courage in that area. And so I think that maybe that's one of the books in the future, A Daily Gift of Courage. We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, Teresa, we're going to have so many people on this cruise, we're going to have a number of books being filled at the same time.
And
I wanted to touch on that with you for our audience. One of the reasons a compilation book is so good, if you're a budding author, if you're a new author, you don't have to sit down and write a whole book yourself. But when you get into a book that's published, you become a published author.
Exactly.
And it's a great stepping stone to work your way up to writing a whole book. But you don't have to start there. So what happens when you are in a compilation book, everybody else in that compilation book is promoting you when they promote themselves in the book.
Absolutely.
You see how that works? It's just one great big hug. You're not alone. You belong to a family. You know, you're in a book. You've got bragging rights now.
Exactly.
And your bio's in the back. People can look you up. It just doesn't get any better than that.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So you want to add anything to that, Teresa?
I agree with you. That's one of the great reasons for doing a compilation book. And, you know, it's something that when you publish with Weeby Books or Authentic Endeavors Publishing, if you are publishing like a children's book or any other book or part of something that you put together with other people, you get as part of your publishing package, you get the opportunity to be in one of these daily gift books. So it's part of what we do in order to be able to get each and every author out into more than one book at a time, so that you have a better reach. As Kat was describing, you know, when you're in a compilation book, you have all the authors, and every time one of the authors talks about their experience, they're taking you along with them, and you don't have to do anything. You get more exposure without having to work for it, really.
Exactly. And you know, Teresa does this daily gift of hope in these daily gift books as a thank you to her authors who publish with her. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know very many publishing houses that do that. In fact, I don't know of any, and I'm published through conventional publishing also. And I have to tell you, to have a publisher say, you know, thank you so much for being one of my authors, I'm going to put you into this book as my thank you and promote you. Yeah, you find me another one that does that the way Teresa does. So Teresa, what is going to be the next book, the next daily gift book?
Daily
I know you got one in mind.
Yeah, I do. A Daily Gift of Kindness is next.
Oh, that's right. You said that. And when do you suppose that's going to be available for people to sign up for?
Well, the website is up already. We're tweaking the content on the website. You can go to dailygiftbookseries.com or dailygiftbookseries.com/kindness, and it'll take you right to the page. And I'm just tweaking the content. It should be done by the end of this week, and you can sign up to be part of it there. I believe, okay, so the first three topics, gratitude, hope, and kindness. What does the world need more of today?
All of those.
This is a no-brainer.
This is a no-brainer.
This one will be out in November. I believe November in the 20s area. November 21st, I think it is the International Day of Kindness. And we're going to release it on that day.
Okay. That's fabulous. So we have to go to another break. But I just want to say also to all of you out there who have contacted me about the cruise, I am going to be teaching how you can create your own compilation book in order to promote yourself and people who share your message, whatever your messaging is. It's much easier than people realize. There's a way to do it where you're going to be successful. And that's what I'm going to teach on the cruise. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness. And chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. Kat, the Queen of Dreams. And we're speaking with Teresa Velarde today, who is an author and publisher. And we were talking about her book, The Daily Gift of Hope, which is the second book in the Daily Gift series. So, Teresa, what is some hope you would like to leave our audience with tonight?
Let's see. I can think of a few things.
You can use Zoom, say them all.
What'd you say?
I said you can say them all. What are they?
Okay. So the first thing is that if you're not exactly sure what hope is, somebody, actually more than one person I've heard this from, use HOPE as an acronym. Help one person every day.
I love that.
And it will bring joy to you and hope to them. That's one way. Remember that things are not always as they seem. Mm-hmm. We tend to draw conclusions where it's not necessarily our job to join that, you know, to draw that conclusion, or our conclusion may be completely opposite of what someone's intention might be. So things are not always as they appear. You know, and here's an example. And this is a good example to use for an example of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go into work and there's somebody that you, somebody comes up who's really like in a lousy mood. You don't know what's behind that. You have no idea why that person is the way that they are at that moment, and they're taking out their anger, their anxiety, their stress, whatever it is that's got them in that lousy mood, in the way that they're speaking to you. A lot of times, the only thing that somebody takes away from a conversation or an interaction is a smile that they may not see anyone else smile for the rest of the day. So be kind to that person. Tell them you hope they have a good day, whatever the case might be. You know, things aren't always as they seem. When people come in there grumpy like that, it might be something that has nothing to do with you. And in the end, a lot of times I've experienced things where people come back and say, I'm sorry that I was that way with you. I was just having a bad day. Be the light in somebody's darkness.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll come back and say, your smile and not getting angry with me when I was, you know, in a funky exactly. mood, you know, really helped me get out of it. And don't you find, Teresa, at least I find this with myself, sometimes when I get in a grumpy mood about something, it's because I'm afraid of something.
Yeah, that's
something has me frightened. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in a grumpy mood. And so that focusing on that hope, that shining light, mm-hmm. rather than the fear, don't let the fear overpower you, makes right. such a difference.
Exactly. So I just want to say something about the cover here. Mm-hmm. I chose this. I grew up on Long Island, and this is the Montauk Lighthouse. This is at the end of at the South Fork of Long Island. This is the lighthouse that's there. And I chose this because the lighthouse is a representation. It is the beacon of hope for sailors lost at sea. So whenever you are in a situation where you feel like someone is hopeless, remember, be the light for someone who is lost at sea, because they might be having a bad day. They might have gotten a bad diagnosis for themselves or a family member, or may have lost someone in, for whatever way. They might be going through something that, you know, you may be the only hope, they say. So help one person every day, even mm-hmm. if it's with a smile.
Yes, and make that your New Year's resolution, because it's an easy one to keep. You know, the dieting, yeah, forget that. You know, giving up all alcohol, yeah, forget that. But making somebody smile once a day, just once a day, yeah. that's doable. And it can actually change the world. I really do believe that.
Another thing is that, you know, here's another thing. Compliment yeah. people. I just, if something strikes you about someone that either makes you smile or like, oh, I got to check out where to get glasses that look like that, tell them you have, these glasses are great. Or if somebody's got a particular hair color that you might want to be rocking the next time you go to the salon,
mm-hmm.
compliment them, talk to them about where they got their hair done, or, you know, whatever, just engage with people and it will lift you and it will lift them. So,
mm-hmm. and you'll have a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hope is the answer when nothing else is working, because hope works. It works. It's always worked. No matter how dire the circumstances, as long as hope is alive, there is still a chance. No matter how bad, as long as that hope is alive, there is a chance. So Teresa, we actually had some unusual dreams come in for this show. Would you like to help me with them?
Sure.
Okay. You know, it's amazing that these came in to me with what we've been talking about, and you and I are so focused on higher power, realizing that there is something bigger than us. Because let me tell you something, audience, if I thought I was the biggest thing there was, I would really be lacking hope. I would go, oh my gosh, if I'm the best that there can be, we're in big trouble. So, you know, we have to have a higher power. So what came in first was, even though I am on a number of different platforms that deal with dreams, this wasn't really a dream, although it fits in with my dreams. It was a question someone sent me. And it is, the question they sent is, if God exists, Kat, how can you prove it? And I always love challenges like that. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to say, and I'm going to let Teresa pick it up and finish this, because we're going to almost be out of time. It goes so fast when Teresa and I get on these shows, because it's like we're sitting in each other's living rooms, just chatting. But when I had... You know, I'm a three-time breast cancer survivor, and each time my dreams told me that I had the breast cancer that the doctors and the medical community had missed, not because they wanted to, but because sometimes science goes so far and then comes God. Yeah. So I had a dream that the monks came in, they took my hand, they put it on my breast. They said, "Do you feel that?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "That's breast cancer. Go back to your doctor and get a second set of tests." So my answer is this: I know that there's a God, and I can prove it because our dreams are sacred doorways to the divine. Our dreams take us back to where we were before we were born. And if something happens that was not expected, like the mammograms, the MRIs not catching it, that's when God steps in. Mm-hmm. And it's actually God was proved to be there by the medical community when the pathology reports proved the dreams were true. You see how it kind of weaves around? It's not point A to point B, but then that's how God is. Mm-hmm. God is not from point A to point B. God is all over, everywhere, all at once, but always right where he needs to be. When you need him to be there, him or her, you know, whatever. And that's my answer. How can I prove it? The dreams proved it through the pathology reports. It's real. There's something bigger than me. Do you want to add to that, Teresa?
You know, I go to the situation that happened when my mom was passing away of cancer. She had done everything. God was really good to her throughout her journey through lung cancer, and she lived like 15 years, and that in itself was a miracle and proof that God exists, because she should not have. But on the night of before, a couple of nights before she was getting ready to transition to heaven, I was having a conversation with her, putting her to bed, and this is real life stuff. But and you can
we have to go a little faster, Teresa. We only have 2 minutes left.
Okay. So we were talking, and she her attention was in the corner of the room. And I wrote about this in Mayhem to Miracles. If anybody wants to read it, get that book that Kat published with Ariel Patricia. So she looks in the corner, and I'm trying to get her attention, and she's not giving me her attention. I said, "All right." And then I realized what was going on. I said, "Mom, who's here?" She turned around and she looked me straight in the eye, and she told me all of my relatives who had passed on. And I said to her, "What are they doing?" And she says, "They're cooking the pasta for the party. I'm going home."
And we have to end on that note. What a beautiful note. Good night, everybody. Until next time, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams come true. Yay.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannavos. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.